discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on The Alex Jones Show.
The great Mike Lindell coming up in just 60 seconds. We gotta give Hank Williams Jr. some time.
Elijah was a wooden Indian standing over by the door. Fell in love with a Choctaw maid over in a Georgia store. Black Hawk. The maiden wore her beads and braids and hoped someday he'd talk.
The North Star of Liberty. Mike Lindell about to host the fourth hour and take over here in just a few minutes. But I only plug once in the first hour, and if we don't plug every hour, we're not going to be here because we got the globalist address. We're winning in court, just like Mike Lindell, but we need your support. So we've got a limited edition 1776 line of t-shirts and ball caps that's limited edition. We sell them for 1 month of all the classic InfoWars designs with 1776 on the right-hand shoulder and a bunch of new designs. Also, we have the 250th anniversary line of great shirts and hats and more at thealexjonesstore.com, and a design I came up with, some shirts and hats that are the American Supply Company. These are amazing. They're high quality, and they fund our operation, all gut, no grit. You are the InfoWar, and we got the backup network built. We're very close to being shut down. God always comes through. If it's God's plan, we'd be shut down. Fine, we continue on to the Alex Jones Network, but I need your support right now. We have the Faraday cage bag, $600 value, with all the supplements in it, and the trench knife and all of it, for $249. VIP members get it for $199. That's below cost. It's an incredible deal. That's selling out quickly. So many other great products at thealexjonesstore.com. Be the reason we stay on the air. But you see that bag, Faraday cage bag, protects all electronics from tracking everything, and EMP, and then the trench knife, inscribed, a limited edition, America First. It's all there at thealexjonesstore.com, which I don't own. That's our sponsor. That's how we stay on air if they shut down InfoWars. Now, Mike Lindell has got a lot to cover here and a lot to get into, but I just want to say this up front. He's a very loyal person to the president. The media is misrepresenting what I say about Trump. I love the good stuff he does and defends it. I also get horrified by things that I know he's getting bad advice on. Now, I wanted Pam Bondi gone. She's been stopping a lot of investigations. My information was Todd Blanche is the real one doing it from the prosecutors. Okay, I met with him in D.C. And maybe Blanche is the interim. Maybe Lee Zeldin is replacing him. But at the same time, I think it's important for those of us that we know are good, like Mike Lindell, to speak to the president. They try to bubble wrap him. I know Mike Lindell in the past has talked to him a lot. I don't know if he talks to him a lot now. But a lot of the insiders I know are concerned. In general, Mike, how do you feel about the way things are going? And a lot of concern by constituents out there about what's happening, a lot of demonization of constituents that have been concerned, a lot of never-Trumpers now being taken very close to Trump's breast. I know you're not an infighter. I'm not either. I'm just concerned. What is your view overall of the trajectory? And should we pray for the president, or with, you know, this Easter coming up Sunday, or what do you think? And I'm going to hand the baton to you.
Well, and Alex, and thanks for letting me finish the show today. I've got a lot to bring to people. I want to tell you people a little bit about what you're going to hear later on here. I just found out, Alex, that my own personal MyPillow for the last 3 years, banks all across the country have been denying being able to charge on people's debit cards to MyPillow. This is incredible. We just uncovered this yesterday.
Wait, stop. We got to stop right there. I have had so many listeners send us emails in the last 10 years. It's gotten worse, saying, I'm not allowed to buy your products to me.
Yeah,
so this is wow. And it's covert and it's secret. Well, tell us how you confirmed it. This is huge.
We confirmed it. We've been attacked by fraud by bots that attack MyPillow's website all the time. And you have all these fraud alerts on there. We're actually the merchant servers actually was switching banks, and we kept all of a sudden we had all these declines. And customers, you know, they call the call center and say, hey, I know my card's good and it's getting declined. And
so you're going to cover that. That's huge. I'm going to be watching. What else you got coming up? And then respond to what I asked you about Trump.
And we've got, I'm going to go through everybody, the attack from going all the way back to Lawfare in this country, all the way through Arctic Frost. I'm going to talk about Tina Peters today, what's happening out in Colorado. But let's talk about the president. Right now, I just came back from CPAC, everybody. When I went to CPAC, it got brought up to me at many news outlets, CNN, everybody going, Mike, it's dividing the party, the things the president's doing, and the you know, this stuff isn't getting done fast enough, and this happens here. And what I told him, I gave him some hope. I said, you know, we've been hearing this stuff for years now, even, you know, since 2016. Every time the president makes a move, and I will say this, Alex, he's got a gift. Ever since I met him, a gift of problem solution, and it's a God-given gift. He knows what it'll manifest to, or at least gets very close. And I've said it before, he's a great listener. He takes in information. I've never seen him like it. That's something people don't know about him. He takes in all this information. Now, some people, you might not want him feeding him information, but he's taking it in from a lot of different people, and then he makes a decision. And people can look back. Decisions he made going, oh, this is, the world's going to come to an end. The world's going to come to an end. So the sky's falling. And then you look 4 months down the road, and it worked. It worked out beautifully. So I'm going, I don't, with that kind of track record, we've got to give a little patience here. I mean, if you look up patience, you don't see a picture of me, everybody. this is all on God's timing, and it's all on, you know, God uses all things for good for those who believe.
No, I totally respect that. And he's done so much good compared to Democrats. I just get concerned a little bit. Like Todd Blanche, I was told by really, you know, good people that he was blocking stuff. He killed the auto pit investigation. So my concern is, I hope he's not the new AG.
Right. And we don't know that, you know, and I'm just telling you, Alex, people like Todd and stuff, I've heard rumors like that too. I've also heard rumors about people that are good people that I know are good, and some that I know are bad that I don't hear rumors about. So, I mean, you got all this mix out there, everybody. It's like a big giant train that keeps moving forward. And yet, believe me, our president hears these things. So would you and I, Alex, say, hey, this person's got to go today, or this isn't getting done fast enough. You know, we're not in his position. We're not the president. We can sit from the side and look in and say, you know, I would have done this or I would do this. And it's like people look at me and my business all the time at MyPillow saying, you know, you should have done this and you should have not have done this.
You're saying there's a lot of armchair quarterbacks.
There's a lot of armchair quarterbacks. And my saying to them is, you know what? You got to trust. You got to trust. For one thing, you got to trust in God. We got to trust God that he's using all these things to end up in a great place, which I believe we're going to get to, everybody. And then you got to trust our president does have a track record of problem solution and knows what it's going to manifest to. I'll give you this one, Alex. Everyone goes, well, gas didn't come down as fast as it did in his first term. Well, the footprint's different now. You got to look at the footprint. Things change. Well, he said this, and now we're in a war here, or this, or whatever it is. You know, things change. You know, I say things too, and all of a sudden my footprint in business will be different that day. We're in an anomaly in history where things are moving so fast. You could skip, if I skip a week in the news, it's like I'm lost. I'm completely
lost. It's like your
Rip
Van Winkle woke up 100 years later. All right. I hear you, and I hope you're right.
A week right now, Alex, a week right now would be like in the past, maybe you know, you maybe miss an hour of news, but it's all different now. It's like now you miss a week, you might be missing a year of news because it's changed.
I go to bed at like 11 at night, wake up at like 5 or 6, and it's a whole new world. Mike Lindell, MyPillow.com, /Alex, for the best deals. I want to hear about this credit card attack. It's what they're doing to you, what everybody's done to us, and everything else is coming up. Mike Lindell, take over, and we love you.
All right. Thanks, Alex. Yeah. And everybody, yeah, I'm going to tell you guys, you can support MyPillow. Go to MyPillow.com/Alex. We are doing huge special today. We've lowered our flagship Giza Dream Sheets to $69.98 for the queens and $79.98 for the king. If you all know, this is the best sheets in history. It's our president's favorite sheets, favorite product, actually. And then you also can go, when you go to MyPillow.com/Alex, or call 800-675-4614. You guys, you get one of my employees there. You're going to get up to 80% off. We just moved factories. So if you scroll down there, there's the thing. Using that promo code, Alex, there it is. A closeout and overstock sale. You guys, MyPillow, we had to move factories because the woke landlord, I think they bought the building on purpose. They bought the building and they wouldn't renew our lease. So we had to move in 2 months. So we put everything on here on this page here for you guys to get these, the products we have to close out, make room in our new factory. So if you go to MyPillow.com/Alex, you guys, look at that. Made in America socks. You know, we have all these, health and wellness. We have a Rev7 energy drinks and bars and shots now. That's no caffeine, no sugar. It's just amazing. It's made with there it is right there. Look at that. The world famous Giza Dream Bed Sheets. 10-year warranty. These sheets are the best sheets in history. I helped design them, everybody, years ago. They're made with long staple cotton, best cotton in the world, and there's nothing like them. And anybody out there that has them, you know this is the lowest price we've ever offered here. So $69.98 for the king. And we have every other size too. But I want to take you guys back. I want to get this document. I just told you when Alex was on there, MyPillow being the most attacked company in history. And I just found out yesterday, and I had known a little bit of this quite a while ago, where customers, once we would get customers calling us and saying, and to our call center saying, well, my card's good. And it's declining. And then they would call their bank, and their bank, it was being declined by their bank. And we could never figure it out. Then we did, it was just yesterday when we were doing some changes, everybody. And now we were able to uncover, which was part of Arctic Frost, which I'm going to talk about today. I'm going to bring you back the timeline. Banks all across the country, on their end, if you bought some with MyPillow, the bank would say, no, it's fraud, or and they're declining it, whether it's a debit card or a credit card from that bank. So this is disgusting. It's cost us tens of millions, probably. The other thing I just found out, 10 minutes before the show here, Mike, I was talking to one of my managers, and she said, Mike, you know, back then because I said, I think this started back with when Arctic Frost started. By the way, if you don't know what Arctic Frost is, it was attacked by our own government on our citizens, including Tina Peters, which I'll talk about that in a little bit. Mike Lindell, MyPillow, Charlie Kirk, 9 senators, and a bunch of patriots that had the president's back or wanted to secure our elections, get rid of the voting machines. Anyway, I had employees back then trying to get loans at their banks, and they said, oh, I'm sorry, you work for MyPillow, and they denied the loan based on their employer was MyPillow, their employment was MyPillow. So this is disgusting, but what I'm going to do, I'm going to take you all back. We're going to go on a little time journey here. And like I've said this before, everybody, we have broke through the biggest cover-up of the biggest crime in history, which was the 2020 election and all of the, with that all uncovered. Remember I said before, God uses all things for good for those who believe. We needed these last 5 years. So all the stuff that you've heard from Alex, myself, everybody out there that has been going, hey, this is our governments did this, our governments did that, and they're not for the people. All this stuff needed to be revealed, especially in our elections and the Uniparty out there that's has blocked us from getting to secure elections, which another thing we'll talk about. I could give you an update on Tina Peters. So today, the governor of Colorado, Polis, terrible governor, put him up there with my governor in Minnesota, Tim Walz. By the way, I am running for governor of Minnesota. If you guys, while we're on the show today, if you want to help that campaign, I'm going to talk a little bit about that at the end of the show, but I'm going to bring you right up to kind of a timeline where I got involved and then all the way up to running for governor, and you guys can help out there. We have a whole new way that we're going to go and take down I'm going to do town halls and rallies just like President did all across Minnesota starting next Wednesday, April 8th. And you guys can all support that. We will win Minnesota with your help. And they, I want to thank you for that. Back to Tina Peters here. They said to her today, let me see here. Remember, she was sentenced 9 years. Her 9-year sentence has been thrown out. However, they're going to keep Tina in prison while they set this new hearing. So they're setting up a hearing. The appeals panel determined that the trial judge, horrible judge, Judge Barrett, improperly based part of his sentence on a contempt conviction that was later vacated and a felony charge that was improperly presented to the jury. They didn't let any of the evidence come in about Dominion and the crooked Secretary of State, Jenna Griswold of Colorado. They didn't let all the evidence in, which Tina's she's a hero and she's a political prisoner. But the same judge who sentenced her before, Judge Barrett, is expected to resentence her unless Tina's legal team can prove his bias. Like I said to these people, I was talking to them before, her team. I said, you know, they're going, oh, this is terrible. Hey, anything is better. You know, this judge will be under, the whole country is going to be watching this now. So, you know, we just pray for a quick hearing date that is timely, and that thing gets righted, that she gets out. It's been wronged already. She's been in prison now for, I don't know, 14, 15 months. It's horrific, which goes back to Arctic Frost, too. And what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to take you back in time. And, you know, this is a battle of a spiritual battle of evil and good. This is biblical, you guys, the battle we're in, that we have been in for a long time. And I just think it's so prophetic. You all know when I spoke at the Rose Garden. So I want to play something. This was in 2000. This before I even, I guess I had already met Donald Trump in 2016. But I'm not sure what year this was from, but it was like maybe like 2017 or 18. It was on My Cartoon President. It was on Showtime. This was a sitcom they did, only it was cartoon, and they played this. So we could go ahead and play this. I want to show you this, and then I'm going to show you the Rose Garden speech.
So many great CEOs wanted to speak on my behalf, but I decided to go with the one who showed up. My Pillow's Mike Lindell.
Hey, I'm Mike Lindell, and I make pillows. I support this president, and you should too.
Great, Mike. Thank you.
Oh, I got more. Like Trumpy here, I have the classic American success story. 2007, the coroner declares me dead, and just before they roll me into an unmarked hobo grave, I snap to, headbutt SOS against the roof of that pine box, and thank God the grave digger's headphones weren't working because he ripped me out of the ground.
Okay, any questions? Any questions? Not about crack.
Okay, everybody, so right there, if you guys seen that, remember, this was like in 2017 or 18. So you see, they bashed me there. Any question, not about crack. You know, I had been very forthcoming that I was an ex-crack cocaine addict, and I was helping people all around the country. I had spent millions of dollars in the city of Minneapolis when I came out of addiction January 16, 2009, helping your Salvation Armies, your teen challenges. A lot of these welfare programs, which once I'm governor of Minnesota, we're going to clean up the fraud, get rid of the fraud, and then we're going to look at the programs and use private sector money to subsidize that. That's another story. But what I want to tell you, that cartoon president, I watched that series, and I was kind of the only non-politician in there, but they predicted. It was eerie how they predicted the future, kind of like you've heard what's the name of the show? But they predict the future. I had not been at the Rose Garden. I hadn't even been at the White House. So now let's play the Rose Garden speech that was actually, I think, 2 years or 3 years later. So go ahead and play the Rose Garden speech.
Thank you, Mr. President, for your call to action, which has empowered companies like MyPillow to help our nation win this invisible war. Now, I wrote something off the cuff, if I can read this. Okay. God gave us grace on November 8, 2016, to change the course we were on. God had been taken out of our schools and lives. A nation had turned its back on God. And I encourage you to use this time at home to get back in the Word, read our Bibles, and spend time with our families. Our president gave us so much hope, where just a few short months ago, we had the best economy, the lowest unemployment, and wages going up. It was amazing. With our great president, vice president, and this administration, and all the great people in this country praying daily, we will get through this and get back to a place that's stronger and safer than ever.
Please come on up. I did not know he was going to do that, but he's a friend of mine, and I do appreciate it. Thank you, Mike, very much.
Now, right there, and I played those things back to back. You see how prophetic they were? It's almost like evil predicting this in the future. And they had just dipped in to attack me, you know, for my ex-crack cocaine thing. But then the president there, if you guys look what we've seen there, it was the same people in the audience. Jim Acosta, it was like, for me, it was like almost like a weird deja vu going, wow, how could they have known this 2 years prior, 3 years prior? But anyway, you see where the president said, if I hadn't turned him, those had to be approved remarks. And it's a miracle I was even up there. There was other CEOs that weren't there, just like in that original clip. And the president said, I did not know he was going to say that, but thank you, Mike. No, he did not know, because I wrote them on the back of the thing instead of these approved things. So, and then what we're going to come back, and I'm going to tell you what that did. If I wouldn't have said, can you mind if I say something off the cuff? It exploded in the world. It just exploded. I did 109 interviews in 5 days. You don't talk about God, apparently, from the Rose Garden. So when we come back, we're gonna go on a continuation of what happened after that over the next 4 years.
One of the most important things to me in my life is to get things right and to tell the truth and to be accurate. That's why they say Alex Jones is right. But it's not just our news, our prediction, our information that are incredibly accurate. It's the products. And out of all the amazing supplements at thealexjonesstore.com, our methylene blue, ultra methylene blue, is the best you're going to find on the market. It's so good for your body. Instant, clean, amazing energy. You owe it to yourself, if you sat on the fence, to go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and get ultra methylene blue. And believe me, you are going to want to reorder it again. We have an 84% reorder on that product. No other supplement anywhere has anything even close. That is how amazing it is. Secure your ultra methylene blue now at thealexjonesstore.com. And thanks for keeping us on the air.
Repeat what you said is happening. You feel in the...
I feel like that stuff in my fingers. I feel tingling fingers.
There's the camera. Blast them with full power right there.
Ah!
Yeah!